One of the most controversial clinical issues since the beginning of this data coming out has been the management of node negative HER2 positive tumors, particularly the small tumors, particularly under 1 centimeter. How do you approach those patients nowadays?
Well, you know, I think that after the adjuvant trials came out, we were all struck by the fact that suddenly we were seeing these people in our clinical practices. Now, I'm sure we were seeing these people in our clinical practices before, but the issue is that we knew what to do with the patients with larger tumors or positive lymph nodes, and we didn't really know what to do with these patients who had small tumors and negative nodes. I think it's a real challenge, and it's a real challenge for the patients who have T1B node negative cancers, or for that matter, T1C node negative and ER positive cancers. Some of those patients with T1C ER positive cancers were included in some of the trials, but not others. And, you know, the fact is we just don't have as much data. There have been a number of efforts to look at what the natural history is of patients who have these small HER2 positive cancers. There were a couple of posters at San Antonio, one from our group, largely led by our colleagues at Mass General. And I have to say that I think it's still a little murky as to what the real event rate is in these women. I think there's the suggestion that patients with small node negative HER2 positive cancers have a higher risk of recurrence than women who have HER2 negative cancers. But exactly how big that risk is still not entirely settled. We've been a little cautious about the use of trastuzumab in these patients. And I'll say for sure, you know, ultimately, you just have to draw a line in the sand in your clinical practice about what you're going to do and what you're not going to do below a certain size or at a certain point. And I will say for sure that I, and I think we as a group, have not treated patients with T1A HER2 positive cancers with negative lymph nodes. In the setting of a woman with a 9 millimeter ER negative, node negative HER2 positive cancer, certainly a number of people, and I am one of them, would at least consider using trastuzumab in that setting.
Would you be more likely to think about a non-anthracycline, or you just have your regimen either going to use it or not?
I would be more inclined to think about a non-anthracycline-containing regimen. And in fact, we are developing a clinical trial specifically for that group of patients now. The ultimate trial that one would like to develop would be a randomized trial, and it's virtually impossible to do because you would need thousands upon thousands of these patients. And so we are putting together what is essentially a large phase 2 trial looking at weekly paclitaxel with trastuzumab in these patients. And the trial will simply try to achieve a recurrence rate below a certain percentage. And if, in fact, we achieve that, we will consider that a success. A success could either mean that we would go on to another study, which I think is unlikely, or that we could feel comfortable with the regimen.
Any other clinical research going on in the adjuvant or neoadjuvant setting in HER2-positive tumors you want to comment on?
Not yet. Not at the moment.
What about neoadjuvant? I'm coming hearing rumors that there's going to be an intergroup neoadjuvant trial. The NSABP is talking about a neoadjuvant trial. Where is all that heading?
Yeah. So we are in the CLGB leading a neoadjuvant or preoperative trial in the HER2 positive group of patients. That's a trial that will be led by Lisa Carey, who's at Chapel Hill, and largely mimics the design of ALTO, in that we're going to be looking at trastuzumab alone, lapatinib alone, and trastuzumab plus lapatinib. In this case, all women will receive weekly paclitaxel for 16 weeks with either trastuzumab, lapatinib, or both drugs. At the end of that 16-week period, they will have surgery, allowing us to assess pathologic response for those women who don't have a pathologic complete response, allowing us to obtain tissue at that point as well. And then following surgery, it's recommended that women receive an anthracycline and recommended that they then complete a year's worth of trastuzumab. So unlike the ALTO situation, there isn't the concern that a woman won't receive trastuzumab. Although the post-surgery chemotherapy and anti-HER2 therapy is left ultimately up to the discretion of the doctor and the patient.